1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. And it won't be long now, of course, Super Bowl Sunday. I just wanted to get on the line here for a moment, a good friend of the family, Vern Dozier, who coaches high school football out in the San Gabriel Valley. I don't know how long we've known each other, Vernon. You coach the guys in Pop Warner?
You know what I did, Phil? I coached, I know I coached two of the boys. That was Nick and Alex, right?
Yeah.
And I coached both those guys in Pop Warner. Yes, I did.
And it's been a lot of years, and we've known your family, and your family knows ours. And you're having a Super Bowl party on Sunday, right?
Yes, we are, and I hope that you can make it. We're going to have a good time.
Let me ask some. I don't want to talk about the game. Can I talk to you about something else?
Sure.
You sounded to me, when I said to you, Maria is going to come with me to the party, and you sounded like you weren't exactly sure you wanted women at the party?
It's not that we don't want women at the party, Phil. You're welcome to bring Maria, but nobody else is going to bring their wives. We decided...
How come? How come?
Well, you know something? We decided it would be a more agreeable environment if we did not have the women there, and I'll tell you why. I told myself last year when my wife asked... I don't want to get anybody mad at me.
No, be honest with me. Why are you not having any of the wives or girlfriends at your Super Bowl? You're saying I can bring Maria?
You know, you didn't get the word till late, so sure, you can bring Maria if you want to. But I told myself that I would not invite another woman. My wife asked me another stupid question during last year's game.
Now, this is a legendary question. Tell everybody what she said.
She asked me how much for an extra point.
She asked how many points for an extra point?
That's correct.
And I thought that was really funny when I heard that.
You know something, Phil? It is funny, but it also gets to be really tiring. Answering stupid questions from people that really don't... I don't think they would be there were it not for us. Now, Stan Alvin and I know you know Stan. We decided after last year's game, no more women. They stand in the kitchen and talk. They really don't want to be there. I think Super Bowl parties, if you go back, Phil, to when the Super Bowl party started, and that was sometime in the 1970s, And that's when the game really came into its own.
You're talking about the Super Bowl game?
The Super Bowl game, yeah. But because the game's been around since 67, but I don't think people really were into the Super Bowl till the 70s. And for some reason, somebody invited a wife to one of these. And I am not anti-female. I'm not, again, I love my wife very much. I know you love your wife, but...
You're not kidding, are you? Because I know that a couple of phone calls were made...
I want it to be perceived. I am not anti-woman. I don't think that women belong at these because they ask. It is year after year of these just imbecilic questions, and they show up with the football-shaped cake. Ask yourself this question. Why do you have your wife watch football with you?
Why do I have my wife?
Why do you have your wife watch football with you?
Because I enjoy that.
Because you enjoy having her watch football?
Yeah.
I want you to be honest. Why?
I'm being honest. I like having her...
No. You did it because she wanted to couple with you and you didn't want to hurt her feelings. Isn't that right?
I asked my wife to watch football with me because why?
Because she wants to bond with you. She doesn't like you being by yourself because she wants to bond with you. And you don't want to hurt her feelings by saying, I'd rather be just with me and the guys, right?
I don't know if that's the case.
You can't be honest, and the only reason why women want to come to the game with us is to keep an eye on us so that we're not hitting on waitresses, we're not eyeballing the female patrons of a sports bar. What I propose, and I know Stan Alvin agrees, is that it was what we've been thinking all along, to gently tell our wives and our girlfriends, it's okay, you can stay home. We don't need you there. We don't need you guys cooking a cake in the shape of a football, the colors of the Ravens and the Giants. We don't want you to show up in a cheerleading outfit. Watching a football game is not a costume party. It's a football game. And if I had a nickel for every time my wife embarrassed me by showing up at a Super Bowl party in a cheerleading outfit, with Raiders spray painted on the front or something like that.
But don't you think she's trying to have some fun? And don't you think that that's why the wives and the girlfriends and they want to go to the, because they want to have a ball and they.
No, they do it because they know it's a big day, they know it's an important day for us as men, and they want to stick their noses into whatever it is that's important to us. You see, we can't have anything important to us without our wives and our girlfriends shoving their faces into it, making sure that it's acceptable to them. And
all right, now I'm going to tell you something, and you may not like this.
What is that?
You sound angry.
I don't mean to be angry.
You sound angry. You just used very angry terms. You said we can't have any fun without the wives and girlfriends.
Well, I'm a little bit angry. Yes, I am.
Why are you angry?
I'm angry, first of all, that you're not being honest. Okay.
Well, okay. So I'm not being honest. All right, you're right. My wife happens to like football. And
oh, come on. You look at, they all sit there and, honey, which team is purple again? Which is the team with the purple helmet? And you got it. That's the Ravens, dear. And it just continues on and on and on and on. Oh, look at that referee. And he just pushed him, and it doesn't mean anything, you know. And you have to say, yes, he pushed him. That's what they do. That. Well, why don't they call a penalty on that? Because it was after the play, and they're just pushing each. And it just goes on and on and on. And you say that I sound angry, and I look into my heart, and I'll say to you, yes, I am. I'm angry because I want to watch a... I'm not going to say the bad word. I'll say I want to watch a MF football game without
the interference of the wife.
Without the interference of a wife or a girlfriend, yeah.
All right, Vernon Dozier is a football coach. He's a good friend of ours. We're going over to his house for a Super Bowl party on Sunday. I'll give you our number. It's 1-800-449-8686. No wives invited to this game. And when was this decided?
It was decided about 2 days ago. Stan Alvin, Stan called me on the phone. I can't stand it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to listen to them.
I
don't think you're being honest when you say that it doesn't bother you.
Look, when I go to watch a Super Bowl game, any football game, I want people who are going to watch the game. You're absolutely right.
And it doesn't bother you that you got in the kitchen, all these hens clucking away. This is a football game. It's not a hen party. This is a football game. It's not a coffee clock. My wife embarrassed herself, Phil. I will tell you this. She got into one of these sexy teddy outfits, and this was during last year's game. And you know these teddy...
like lingerie.
It's lingerie. And she tried to dance in front of the television, and I have never seen anything more embarrassing. I guess the idea was to get me into a frame of mind that I'd want to carry on with her or whatnot. Well, she only wound up embarrassing herself because, as you know, when men are watching football, everything else is simply not interesting. And that includes this trick that a lot of these women try to play. They'll take off their clothes and they play with themselves. They have a vibrator or some deal like that to try to distract you and to try to...
Well, wait.
Yeah.
Your wife was doing this in front of the TV set at last year's game in order to get your interest distracted.
My wife was dancing in front of a television, embarrassing herself by... she had on some kind of a, the panties that don't have the... And I don't want to say anything.
Crotchless panties.
That's exactly right. I'm watching a football game, and I finally told her, I said, would you please quit making a fool out of yourself and go in the bedroom and get dressed properly? Because I am watching.
God damn, Vernon, that's got to hurt a woman, okay?
Why is that? Because she's making...
Because she did that to excite you, to get you interested in her. And you were so into the football...
It was during the Super Bowl, and she knew that I wanted to watch the Super Bowl game.
But she came in, she's standing in front of you to excite you. You're telling me she's got a vibrator or something. I mean, look at...
She embarrassed herself. She embarrassed herself and she embarrassed me. Because she goes into the bedroom, she slams the door, she starts crying. And I'm outside, and I'm telling her to shut up. And I said, "What did it, you know? Why are you doing?" See, they do this to make you feel guilty. Last year's Super Bowl game was one of the best games played in the history of the Super Bowl, and she comes out wearing her sex outfit and trying to. And she's got this vibrator, which I did not approve the purchase of at all, and I had said so to her. And she's trying to distract me, and I had said, "Please don't do that. Please don't do that." And she continued on. And so that's why I said to her, get out of here, put some decent clothes on, and stay in your bedroom until the game is over.
And I got to tell you, you're wrong, man.
Well, I may be wrong, but I made that decision, okay?
I just think you're wrong. I think you hurt her, man. She came out to try to give you a little bit of a thrill, and you tell her to go back into the room, into the bedroom?
That is correct, Phil. And you know something? The longer I talk to you here, the more two letters of the alphabet come into mind. And you know what those are?
What?
P and W. Okay?
Okay. I'm PW because I'm saying you don't treat a woman like that? I'm PW?
I am saying, are you a football fan?
You know I am.
So you're going to sit there and allow a woman to disgust you with her sexual antics while you're trying to watch a football game.
Let me tell you this, man. If my wife walked into the room while I'm watching a football game and she's dressed like that and she's got and she's ready and she's good to go, you know what I do, man?
What's that?
I have at it and I watch the game at the same time.
I don't understand.
I go right ahead and do whatever we're gonna do. I'll take my clothes right off right there as long as the kids aren't around. And while we're doing it, I'll keep glancing at the set for the score. What do you think of that?
You disgust me. You absolutely...
I disgust you. You're the guy that pushed your wife into the room. Go to Sandra on the Phil Henry Show. Sandra?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I have never heard such a...
Have you ever heard... Listen to this guy.
In my entire life.
Okay, if the two of you want to gang up on me, that's fine. I'm telling you, I know football. I'm a football coach.
Why okay. are you saying that women can't enjoy football just as much as men can?
Okay, let me... I'm gonna. You want to have some fun, Phil?
What?
Watch this. Okay, your name is Sandra, right?
Yes.
How many points do you get for a touchdown?
7. Well, you get 6, and then you get 1 for the field goal.
And how many points? A field goal, did you call it?
3, I'm sorry.
You called it a field goal.
3 for the field goal.
You see what I'm talking about, Phil?
Okay, she misspoke, all right? You meant
to
say...
That doesn't matter.
You meant
to say... It doesn't matter. It does not mean that I can't enjoy the football game.
Let me ask you this question. How many yards do you need to get for a first down?
7. I don't know.
Isn't that great? 7 yards.
Look, that you're not
it
proving...
It doesn't matter.
You're not proving
that's not
no,
saying that I'm going to be clutching in the kitchen
this is what
like
I, if
a
I,
hen.
If I've got Sandra...
That doesn't mean that I
football.
Can't enjoy
proving
the football game and that I'm going to be a
proving
distraction.
Proving my point. If you're at my football game, Sandra, and we're sitting and watching, and they get 7 points on, let's say, a run up the middle, and you'll go, oh, how come that isn't a first down? I thought you only needed 7 yards.
I don't ask questions. I can enjoy the game without asking questions.
So, Sandra, you can watch the game, and you know what a touchdown is.
Of
you know,
course.
Of course, everybody does.
I know
that's
what a field
all you
goal
need to...
is.
Okay, so why is it that, Sandra, the women that come, the wives and the girlfriends that come to the game, the Super Bowl parties that I've had, they show up in their cheerleading outfits. They
that's,
make a football...
That is ridiculous. Let me tell you. I've been
okay.
to...
You know what I'm
I've
saying,
never
right?
seen that happen in my entire life. I've
no.
never seen that.
And
I don't
come...
understand why your wife is such an embarrassment to you. It sounds like you have a personal problem.
No, ma'am. I find it embarrassing that when I am trying to watch the biggest
Are you
football...
that insecure in your relationship that embarrasses you with your wife?
Ma'am.
Can you tell that she just has spirit for the
ma'am,
game?
Ma'am, I am watching the biggest football game of the season, and my wife
All
comes
right.
out in one of these teddies or whatever you call them, and she is trying to be with a vibrator. Okay,
oh,
all
I'm
right.
I'm sorry. I,
and I find
highly...
that embarrassing while I am trying to watch a football game.
And
sounds to me like she's trying.
When she's wearing a cheerleading outfit, you're embarrassed.
I think that football is a business, and it is the life's blood of our country. And
it's
you
not
get
a business
a lot of women,
for you. It's entertainment.
Really?
It's not a business for you.
I take it very seriously.
And it's mostly entertainment for the rest of America.
Oh, well, that's easy for you, Sandra, because you think it takes 7 yards for a first down. So that's easy for you to say.
Okay, we're not getting anywhere with this, man. I think that you hounded your wife out of the room.
Look, I don't have to put up with this, okay? You're invited to our party, Phil. You keep your wife home. Do you get that?
Well, then I'm not going to come.
Okay, you don't have to come. But we're not letting any of these women who cluck away in the kitchen. Can we make coffee for anybody? I'm having a beer, honey. You know, I'm having a shot and a beer.
All right, Sandra, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Look, it doesn't matter to me. Bring your wife, bring your girlfriend, whatever. Did the dumb questions bother you? I mean, he did kind of prove the play. She says she thinks 7 yards for first down. Well, whatever. Just watch the game. 1-800-449-8686. Vern Dozier is a friend of ours. He's a football coach. He's got a Super Bowl game, a party coming up Sunday, which I was going to attend with Maria. He said Maria's welcome, but no, he doesn't want any more women or girlfriends at his Super Bowl parties because they won't shut up with the stupid questions. Plus, the way he treated his wife when she was dressing sexy for him. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. Vernon Dozier is with us, football coach. Coached, in fact, a couple of my stepsons in Pop Warner, and he's with us. We're talking about the Super Bowl party, which I never thought we'd really get into this conversation.
I gotta interrupt you, Phil, because I think you misspoke when you said that you were a football fan, because if you can't abide the presence of a woman in a Super Bowl party, and
I can, women don't distract me, man. I can watch the game.
Are you one of those people standing in the kitchen drinking and partying?
No, I'm the guy watching the game. Okay, one of the things you said about your wife dressing up and trying to be sexy for you is embarrassing you.
It is embarrassing to me.
Why? I mean, she's trying to give you a sexual charge.
Look. Biggest game of the year, and imagine this for yourself. There's your wife embarrassing herself by horsing around with a girlfriend, and they have these these strap-ons, and they're making fools out of themselves on a fold-out bed while you're trying to pay attention to a football game, and they have the strap-on. I don't even know what it's.
Okay, man, I heard enough about that. All right, did this actually happen?
I'm saying it's the biggest game of the year, and my wife embarrassed herself with one of her girlfriends, yes, because they're engaged in all kinds of this stuff, and I'm trying to watch a football game. And all I'm saying is...
Do you like sex?
You know, I think that is very unfair.
Do you?
Phil, I'm as red-blooded American as anybody else. I can have sex 364 days a year, not on Super Bowl Sunday. Not while she's horsing around with a strap-on with one of her girlfriends and the Titans... are about to score the winning touchdown, one of the most exciting games.
Okay, man, let me go to Ann. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi, Phil. I can't tell you how many Super Bowl parties that I've refused to go to and turn down invitations because I am a huge football fan, and I don't want to be around a bunch of other people who are yelling and screaming and not talking about the game and doing other distracting things. And so I will not go to a Super Bowl party, not because it isn't entertaining to me, but because I want to spend my time watching the Super Bowl in my own home with own husband so I can watch the game for 3.5 years.
This is Vernon Dozier, and I would say thank you. Please stay away from the party because you don't understand. As a woman, you're really not welcome. Football is for men. Sport for men. And when you see a woman show up at a Super Bowl party, you pretty much want to say, oh, God, why did I get out of bed this morning? You know, that's all I'm saying.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Hannah on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a comment that I think that he has more of a problem with women than he does with anything else. Because
No, ma'am. I've been happily married for 20 years.
Obviously, it's not that happy, because if I watch football with my husband, and if I were to initiate something, I know he'd jump at the chance.
Super Bowl Sunday. Pardon? Okay, Super Bowl Sunday, which is the biggest game of the year. You understand that, don't you?
Well, of course
okay.
I do. But
you're going to embarrass yourself by, trying to sexually attract him.
Why? Now, first of all, why would I do that when he's enjoying the football game? And I'm watching
exactly.
it with him.
My
but
wife
the second
did that.
Time, please,
that's,
let me finish.
Well, that's what my wife did.
Second...
She was fooling around with one of her girlfriends, and they had a vibrators or something.
No, I don't. First of all, I think you more have more of a problem with women in general.
Wait a minute. You just said
calling
to
them hens, calling them, saying they're going to coffee to serve.
All right, Hannah, can I ask you a question? This is Phil Henry.
Yes.
Would you hold the line? We'll get right back to you. Need
of
to
course.
Take a little bit of a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Super Bowl Sunday coming up on Sunday, I guess. And Vernon, you there?
I'm right here.
Not going anywhere, huh?
Look, Phil, I've been around too long to get frightened of these situations. I know what I'm saying.
All right, well, hold on. You're saying that you're not inviting any more women or girlfriends to your Super Bowl party because they talk too much, they ask stupid questions. You mentioned your wife trying to get something going with you sexually at the Super Bowl last year where she came out in some lingerie.
Came out in a teddy.
She came out in a teddy, and she started you, and she had a vibrator?
That's correct. And she embarrassed herself.
And now you're telling me that she and one of her girlfriends were fooling around with some kind of sex aid on a fold-out couch, and you were upset.
I was upset because it's the Super Bowl. I'm trying to enjoy it, and I don't want to listen to them grunting and doing what they're doing while I'm trying to watch a football game.
And it never crossed your mind that they may be trying to turn you on or stimulate you or...
I don't care whether they're trying to turn me on or stimulate me. You got the Tennessee Titans with Steve McNair ready to score. It's one of the last plays of the game. And they're over there grunting and, you know, like animals. And what I'm trying to do is get you to understand that I'm a football fan. I don't know about you.
I'm a football fan, too. And let me go back to the Hannah who was hanging on. You made a point, Hannah, about his love of women?
Well, I think it's his lack of love for women because what I'm understanding, first of all, his story is getting more and more outrageous. His
what?
Comments about women are extremely sexist.
How is my story outrageous?
Well, first of all, it was just her and a teddy, and then it was her and a friend and teddy's doing
I meant no.
Stuff.
I mentioned
please,
the, I meant,
can I finish?
Yes, ma'am, but I want
me?
To get the chronology correct.
And
I mentioned
I wanted,
that there was her and a girlfriend grunting on a fold-out.
Well, first of all, that sounds really outrageous. And secondly,
yes.
If you just want to hang out in a room full of men and not have women, that's where your problem with women
oh, man.
Starts.
It's a football game, man.
Exactly,
it's
I
a football
game.
Is there something wrong
game.
With men wanting
so
to have some cigars
is,
and drink a beer together without having a woman there morning, noon, and night breathing
well,
down your neck?
Not morning, noon, and night. Not all women are hens. Not all women... You know, follow you around. There are women that are genuinely interested in the game.
Do you know
and
how many points?
Obviously, you want to spend
do you know
a little
points?
More time in a room full of guys watching guys in tight pants running around. That's
oh,
what I'm
so
thinking.
So you don't get football. That's it. You don't understand the game of football.
I
no, you're another one
husband.
Of these broads. You're another one of these
it
women that can't
matter.
Tell
obviously,
me how many points.
It's more important to you than
how many points
a
for a touchdown? How many points for a touchdown?
Six.
6 points?
Yes,
is
and then
all?
You get one for the extra point.
Okay. And what about the how many yards for a first down?
Is it 10?
I'm asking you.
That's what I think it is, 10.
Well, you're right. You guessed right.
Okay, so would she be
and
welcome at your Super Bowl party?
For
no.
Safety, so thank you very much.
The only women interested in football, and I don't mean any
why
comment.
Why do you say that, though?
No, Hannah, the only women that are interested in football, the only women that I've ever seen throwing footballs around are Bull Dykes, and you know that
oh,
to be true.
Oh, come
no,
on.
You know that.
Wait a minute.
No, you said, Mr. Henry, you saw Bull Dykes out in Palm Springs throwing a football to each other.
I didn't say, I said I saw lesbians tossing a football, yeah.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that those are the only women that are interested in football.
Right. Yeah, okay.
That
whatever
absolutely
you're saying,
doesn't. That
whatever
doesn't mean that. That's a really sexist
my wife
comment,
is entitled
of...
to have sex with me when I my wife's
so
entitled
sex with you is an entitlement?
No. What I'm trying to say is my wife is she is allowed to have sex with me when I'm not otherwise engaged and I was watching the Super Bowl while she and this girlfriend from next door decided to try on this lingerie and grunt on a fold-out.
Well, then, if that really did happen, then...
Did that really
perhaps,
happen?
That was last year, yes.
Then
jeez.
Perhaps, maybe, you should come to a compromise if that did happen, but instead of just banning women from your little
all-male party altogether.
We have banned women from our party. It is a Super
Bowl
game.
Which is kind of creepy when you think about it.
No, men watch football together all the time, Hannah. Without
I've never been told to leave.
Well,
come to my house on Sunday.
I'll tell you to leave.
I don't want to go to your house.
Okay,
no way.
Good. That's all. Makes it easier for me. I'll hang out in my house
with my husband who enjoys my company.
Yeah, and listen to your cackling. Yeah.
I don't cackle. Good Lord.
Okay.
Why do you say that all women do?
Because you're
watching a football game with your husband and your hatred of women and your anger towards women.
Now I hate women.
All right, I'll jump in and say this. Because a guy wants to watch a football game without women doesn't make him necessarily homosexual.
A lot of men watch the games together.
Well,
comments are really weird. I haven't heard comments like that
made towards women, except for, in other words, in other words, Phil, what I'm saying is I don't want Hannah at my football party, and she thinks that's weird. Well, you're not welcome everywhere, Hannah. My house is one of those places.
Well,
all right. Okay, Hannah, thank you for your call, okay? You're being really rude, man.
No, I'm not, because...
Yeah, you are. You're being really rude, and you're pretty out there. Here is Kansas City on the Phil Henry Show. Jim?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, this guy is a joke, man. I mean...
I'm a joke. Are you a football fan?
No. Yes,
okay.
I'm very much a football fan.
Which team's in Kansas City?
The Chiefs.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they've been here ever since I've been around, but what I'm saying is this guy's got a heck of a story, because if your wife and another woman... are, to use the vernacular, getting jiggy with it in front of you while the football game's on.
That's right.
That's a bigger football game than what they got on TV. I'm sorry, that's a whole lot more fun than what the football game's going to be.
Word up.
What's your name, Jim?
This is Jim.
Okay, Jim, I take my football very seriously. I don't know about you, all right?
Well, sure, you live in Kansas City,
so unfortunately you had a bad year with
your team. Well, yeah, they sucked this year.
All right,
they had a bad year.
But I can tell you this. I take my football seriously. When I have the Super Bowl number 34 featuring Art Modell's Ravens against Wellington Mara's Giants.
Right.
And my wife is embarrassing herself with a strap-on.
You're embarrassing yourself by not taking advantage.
Taking advantage of what? I don't understand.
What her and this other girl is doing, that is... Any football fan in the world, that's going to be their fantasy.
Now you sound like my wife.
Sound like your wife. Well, yes, your wife is probably a, she sounds like a fun gal in my book, so,
Watch it, pal. That's my wife you're talking about.
Wait a minute. The guy's simply pointing out something to you.
He's saying, so what you're telling me is, if I'm getting you correctly, I'm supposed to get up out of my chair, and I'm supposed to go over to that bed and take my clothes off. Is that
it? If you're any kind of a man, brother, that's what you're going to be doing. Huh.
Boy, I feel sorry for you.
Hey, man, don't feel sorry for me. I'm white and 21, man, so don't feel sorry for me.
Oh, so you're the greatest football game of the year, and your wife is embarrassing herself with a dildo and a...
Okay, we got the story, all right.
Man, that's a bigger football game than any football. See, there's going to be more Super Bowls. But a chance like that only comes along once in a lifetime. You know, and I've been married to the same woman for 15 years. So.
I don't get what you're saying.
You don't understand what this guy's saying.
No, I do not.
If you've got a chance to do two women at once, you're going to watch football to do that. No, you've got some problems, brother.
I don't get it.
He's telling you that your wife and another...
Are you being smart with me? Is that it?
Yes, certainly.
You've been
putting down women the whole time.
Man, I'm not putting women down. I'm saying I don't want them.
I've been married to the same woman for 15 years. I have seen women do some weird stuff. You got to have your priorities straight. A crazy football game. Okay, it's a great game. I love to watch the men get out there and bust around.
You think it's a big thing. They had on a couple of teddies and they had this strap on. Big deal.
Well, yeah. Well, if they weighed 595 pounds apiece, it wouldn't be a big deal. But,
No, they're actually about 120 each. Why?
Well, it's...
How big is your...
My wife's about a 42D. Why?
Oh, come on!
What size my wife is?
My wife's a 42D, and...
Come on! And you'd rather watch the Ravens...
See, this is
What are you guys getting at?
What are we getting at?
You have no feelings. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I just turned 37.
I'm 38 years old, man. I'm a year older than you are, and they wouldn't have to worry about it. She wouldn't be standing there more than 30 seconds before the clicker's in my hand, it's off, and I'm doing business. That's so all I'm saying.
All right, I just want to be clear. You're watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Your wife comes in with another girl, and they're both in teddies, and they've got a strap on, and you'd rather be with them?
Yeah, damn straight. I mean,
man,
seriously.
That's sick.
What's sick about it?
That's the American way, brother. Get what you can while you're here.
Okay, Jim, thanks for your call. Your car phone is a little scratchy, but we appreciate it. Don't you understand what he's saying?
I feel sorry for both of you. The greatest football
team. Don't you hear? All right, man, have a good time.
So you coming to the game?
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
Because I'm bringing my wife. I want to be with my wife on Sunday.
Oh, well, go ahead and bring her.
I can bring her?
Sure. I'll have my wife, too. Could you have her wear that teddy with a...
Okay, thanks a lot. That's what I figured. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, and we've earned, been bequeathed, been the benefactors of $93,026 in our hunt for the big $100,000 mark for my friend's place here on the Phil Henry Show as we raise money for my friend's place. With the sale of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and vinyl. $93,026. You can order that by calling 877-616-7445. 877-616-PHIL. $20, $350 shipping and handling, Visa, MasterCard, or a personal check. Fast, courteous, and professional staff will take your order. That number again is 877-616-7445. Hey, you know what? We really appreciate every little nickel. So, yeah, the Super Bowl, it's always... pretty generally, for those of you who you know hate the Super Bowl, and we've heard the anti-Super Bowl parties, I'm really sorry that we have to inflict this on you every year. But I will tell you this, it's only a 16-game season. It's 17 weeks of the regular season. Compared to basketball, compared to hockey, and compared to baseball, football is a very reasonable game to be a fan of. It's only one game a week. It only lasts 20 weeks out of your life. It ain't the whole bloody year. Like baseball and hockey, hockey has gone beyond ridiculous. Hockey, the Stanley Cup Finals in June, they ought to arrest hockey players in June. I'm telling you, you know, like, remember on the did you ever see that show, Papillon, where he goes on to Devil's Island and, like, the you know, he's raped and by the other inmates? That should happen to hockey players. Hockey player, if you find a guy on skates... in June, and I don't care what city it is, he is taken and put into the fresh fish tank at San Quentin for a night with, like, some big dude with, you know, a knife scar dragged across his eye, so it's like just white eyeball. That's all you see. You know those guys with those eye wounds? It's just like just a white eye. I love you. What is your name? You know, I don't know. Because no hockey should be played in June. I don't care. You hockey fans give me a royal pain with your no teeth and your Canadians. I like the game. Don't get me wrong. I just don't live near any hockey arena. I live 86 million miles away from any hockey game. Are the Kings down at the Staples Center now? And the Ducks are down in Duckland. Forget it. They start getting a hockey team out in Westlake. They got a hockey team in T.O., man. I'm there. The pond. Anyway, and then basketball is beyond bizarre. That they're playing the basketball finals in August or something. Now they have women's. I watch the WNBA because I just happen to, you know, I'm very contrary, and I don't want to spend a lot of money for a ticket. But the point is this: football is a very reasonable game, and it only lasts a certain amount of time. It's one lousy championship game, and then it's over. Sunday will be the end. And I know every Super Bowl. I've seen every Super Bowl. I've been to all kinds of Super Bowl parties. Some are good, some are not so good. And one of the reasons why most Super Bowl parties may suck is because most of the games suck. Good game, good party. Bad game, boring party. It's as simple as that. Craig just said to me, well, you know, I got to be honest with you, man. I said, what? Most Super Bowl parties I've been to, all I do is drink and party. I said, that's because most of the games blow. If the game was good, you'd be there watching a game. I don't care how much beer you drink, Mike, you're wrong. I can drink a case of Heineken, it still sucks. You know, then you turn into an angry drunk, that's all. As opposed to being euphoric and having a good time, you're watching that, like, what's a real stinker of a game? Remember that San Diego-San Francisco Super Bowl? Oh, wasn't that a joy to behold? Chargers and 49ers, what a treat to behold. All I remember is, like, getting into six fights. You know, all I can remember is, like, blacking out, waking up, I had handcuffs on, and I was holding someone's chest hair. And then there was the wonderful 49er Denver debacle in January of 90. What was it, 55-10? Oh, yeah. Denver, you know, you really belong, baby. You belonged in that game. Let me see what else. Then there was the snoozer of all time, the worst Super Bowl ever played. In fact, this ball game was so bad that the guy that won the MVP award was on the losing team. Now, you old-timers will know who I'm talking about when I say the name Chuck Howley, middle linebacker, Dallas Cowboys. And that was the 71 Super Bowl, Baltimore Colts, Dallas Cowboys. Never was there a worse ball game played. Unitas looked terrible. It sucked. It's just a turnover after turnover. But you want to know something? I loved it nonetheless. And then there was the game in 1863. They weren't playing football then? I can't remember. They all run together. Why? Drugs. Yay! Do you guys remember the name Dwayne Thomas, by the way? Does anybody know the name Dwayne Thomas? I'll throw it out there. I just want to know what happened to him. Dwayne Thomas was a running back for the Dallas Cowboys, 71, 72, 73, something like that. He was phenomenally talented. He was a very talented running back. I might have done like 1,200, 1,300 yards in a couple of those seasons. But he didn't talk to the press. He was moody as hell. He was angry all the time. The only guy that could even deal with him on any level at all was Tom Landry, who coached the Cowboys. Dwayne Thomas was really strange. And the Cowboys in those days had two running backs, two very good ones, Dwayne Thomas and Calvin Hill. And they won a Super Bowl against the Dolphins that year, as I remember. And I think Thomas might have had a good game. But I just wonder what happened to this guy, because he went from being a big name to a trouble. Sort of a trouble spot on the team to know he's gone now. And I'm just suspecting, is he counseling drug abusers at a camp now or something? I bet you, like Hollywood Henderson, I bet you if you went looking for Dwayne Thomas, there's a project for a sports show. Whatever happened to Dwayne Thomas, you go looking for him, I bet you he's, you know, he's like at a boys club someplace, you know, teaching crippled kids how to play basketball. Hi, I'm Dwayne Thomas for the United Way. I used to be a real pile. But now, I love kids, I love animals and everything. But what was the road that he took? Those United Way commercials. Hi, I'm Bill. Of course, now they're making fun of him because they finally realize, you know, isn't there one with Dan Marino where he's beating up like an autistic kid or something? I'm kidding around. But there's something like that. Because they realize after year, those guys going, hello, I'm Victor Wynell, middle inside, outside, safety and quarterback for the Tampa Bay. Oh, what is the name of that team I play for? Well, anyway, so whatever happened to Dwayne Thomas, another good question that we want answered before we watch this game on Sunday, which, by the way, ought to be a real snore because it's the Baltimore Ravens and the New York Giants, and it's going to suck. Go whoever. God, I wish the Raiders would have made the championship game. Man, I would have loved to see the Raiders just bite it there in a Super Bowl against the Giants. Would have happened. I know it would have. By the way, we're going to be looking at our Harriet Carter Fat and Lazy catalog today. There's going to be some sweet things in here, including a posture-correcting strap that you can put on because you're too fat and lazy to stand up straight. This is a posture corrector, stand taller, straighter, and look younger. It's ingenious. Gently pull shoulders into the proper position because you're too fat and lazy to do it yourself. Just stand up straight. Phil Hendry Show.